It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Congratulations to the Arkansas women's golf team. They reached the semifinals of the NCAA championships for the first time in program history. They defeated Oklahoma State in the quarterfinal round 5-0. They ended up losing to Southern Cal in the semifinals 3-2. But for the first time ever, the Arkansas Razorbacks were basically the Arkansas women were a match win away from competing in the finals for an NCAA championship. Congratulations to head coach Shauna Taylor and my boy Mike Adams, the assistant coach for Razorback Women's Golf, on an excellent season, and I think they're going to have a chance to be right back in the national hunt next year. Coming up on this edition, I sit down with Brennan Ville, the director of golf at Sea Island Resort. He's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Brennan Ville is the PGA Director of Golf at Sea Island Golf Club in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Sea Island Golf Club and the Seaside Course host the SEC Men's Golf Championships in late April. They've held it for 27 straight years. I had a chance to sit down with Brennan at this year's SEC Men's Golf Championships. On the tee, Brennan Ville.
Brennan, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club and started to really enjoy this game?
Yeah, I think the first time I picked up a club, I think I stole my dad's club, and we had a lake in our neighborhood, and I stole some balls and went and hit those balls into the lake, trying to hit it over the lake. And I got one airborne, and at that point, I think that's when I became hooked. You know, I might have hit 7 or 8 tops straight in the water, but I got one airborne and got to watch it splash a long way away, which at that time probably was 50 or 60 yards.
Yeah, was your dad excited about that, or was he a little upset that you were hitting his balls into the water?
I don't know. You know, he didn't know it at the time. He started to figure out later, wondering where all his golf balls went. But, you know, I don't think he was too happy with losing the balls, but I think he was he was happy that you know, his son was playing golf.
Once you started playing the game, did he help teach you, or were you approached by a professional? Did you approach a professional to try and get some help with learning the game?
I did not. My story is a little bit different. We're a baseball family. My dad played in the major leagues. My brothers played collegiately, and so baseball is what we were going to do. I did have the opportunity growing up. My dad was a member of a club in Macon where I grew up, and so I got the opportunity to play a little bit during the summer. I was not very big slice baseball swing. Didn't play, you know, any tournament stuff, but, you know, kind of at the age of 12, it was like, all right, you're done with golf, you're playing baseball. And so I went forward, played baseball and certainly football and basketball in high school, but then played at Auburn, you know, was drafted by the Dodgers and really started, kind of came back to golf afterwards.
Okay.
And then I started, once I kind of got going again, I did start getting some help from golf professionals, and I had plenty of speed from the baseball that was just trying to control it and figure out where it was going, which I'm still doing 30 years later. So
I think everybody's always trying to figure out, you know, the game changes year to year to year. So baseball, how far did you get with that, and when did you decide, okay, maybe this is not for me, I need to look at something else?
Baseball was, look, in my head, I was going to play in the major leagues. Really didn't have another thought.
Win a World Series?
Yeah, you know, be the MVP. And I got drafted by the Dodgers, and I turned it down, stayed at Auburn. And we finished, we played in the Superdome that year for our SEC championship, my senior year. And I remember I was on a base runner at third base, and our guy struck out or something, I think. And it ended my career there. And I remember turning to our third base coach and shaking his hand, saying thanks. And he said, you know, great career, heard your, you know, talk to the scouts, you're going in the top 10 rounds. And I never got drafted after my senior year. I don't know why. But I kind of, at that point, I kind of faced reality. I'm like, all right, I'm a 6-foot outfielder, hit for a little power, but I'm not going to hit 40 home runs. I'm not going to steal any bases. You know, that was my first kind of reality of, all right, I better figure out something else. Golf was not in that equation at all. And actually, I was living in Auburn, and I started working for a gentleman that we had befriended doing some hunting, and he did big tracts of land, and so he gave us an opportunity, me and another fellow that played, gave us an opportunity to kind of buy and sell some tracts of land, and it was a very nice opportunity, but it, every 6 months you might do something.
Right.
And so I took a job at the Robert Trent Jones Trail just as a cart attendant outside, and that's where I really fell in love with the occupation. Love the game, and I love going to play. But this is what I tell all my guys now, you know, why did you get into golf? I got into golf because, look, I got to stay in something athletic, but also get to make people memories every day. You know, you're not typically being pulled, you know, fighting it to come play golf. Everybody's pretty happy when they come. So we get an opportunity to accentuate that on a daily basis. And that's what I really love. And so it's the experiential component of it that I really fell in love with. And I still love playing golf, but I just love the aspect of, you know, creating those memories for moms and dads and kids and families. And it's just a really fun thing to do. And I've been very fortunate to be here at Sea Island for 30 years now and doing that.
I've heard it said, Brannon, and I've said it, a bad day on the golf course beats a good day in the office any day.
100%. And, you know, I've had some bad days on the golf course. but you're right, you know, and it's all in how you look at things. And 99.99%, you know, people that are coming to play are coming to have a good time. you know, there's going to be things that happen during the round. You know, none of us are ever going to play as great as we want to play. But, you know, the fact is we're out playing. We're out having a good time. And when it really, as you know, and everybody else, unless you're playing on the PGA Tour or LPGA Tour, doing it for a living, it's the people you're playing with, the friendships you make that mean a whole lot more than what you shot yesterday or what you shot last year. And so I think that's the fun part.
So you're working at the Robert Trent Jones. Is that Grand National?
Grand National.
They're outside of Auburn, Opelika?
Yeah, Opelika.
Yeah. How did you progress from what you were doing outside to kind of an inside-outside job, if you will?
Yeah, so again, I just went out there to have a little bit of steady income. If I could play some golf here and there, that was great. And started playing more and then started beating the pros that were there. And, you know, Mike McClellan was the director of golf, and he was a young guy. I was too at that point, but Mike was probably 30 and I was 23, 24, and he goes, you know, you ought to look into this. And I said, well, what is it? And our director of golf was Bucky Ayers, and Bucky played golf at Auburn, played football at Auburn, just a great guy. And really a lot of what I model in my career is kind of what Bucky did, nicest human being on the planet. But anyway, so Mike's like, you know, you ought to look at this. I'm like, what is it? So I went with a couple of guys to take the player's ability test at some point, and I passed it. And I'm like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And you know, Mike goes, well, we'll move you inside and make you an assistant golf professional. We'll put you on salary. You don't get any more overtime, and you don't get any tips. I'm like, great, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And so I was there at Grand National for about 2.5 years and got, you know, in this business, it's in almost any business, it's who you know and not what you know. And so our shop manager at Grand National came down here to be the buyer at Sea Island, and Scott Davenport, who just passed away but was left here and went and was a longtime professional at Quail Hollow up in Charlotte, had hired her to come down. And you know, she he asked her one day, said, I need one more really good guy, do you know anybody? And she gave him my name, and I came down and interviewed a couple of times and almost didn't come, you know, just because I really loved Auburn, and I didn't know if it was sleepy, you know, what it was. And but best decision I've made was coming down here.
I was going to say, I bet you're pretty glad that you did.
Yeah, it's been an incredible run and an incredible opportunity down here.
The Seaside course, Plantation course, all plays out of the lodge. Retreat is kind of in the trees, if you will, mm-hmm. kind of in the housing community down here. The difference in the courses, I mean, if you come and you're a guest and you get to play these courses, you see something different every day, don't you?
You do. And it's amazing because, you know, all the courses are really in the 2 or 3 square mile vicinity. And even Plantation and Seaside are directly side by side, but they're two completely different golf courses. And, you know, Seaside is certainly more windswept dunes feel. It's, you know, as we talked about, the wind is the biggest factor out there, and there is no prevailing wind. You know, it can blow from the west today, from the east tomorrow, from the north, and from the south the fourth day you're here, and it can be completely different. Plantation, when Davis and Mark Love redid Plantation, even though it's right on the same piece of property, it just feels completely different. And we talked about it a lot. And Davis and Mark growing up here obviously love Seaside, and they love this whole place. But it's like, what do you do to make Plantation memorable? What do you do to make it, you know, because it's competing in some way with Seaside. And, you know, we talked a lot about it, and it was green complexes. people remember green complexes.
Do they ever.
And so they really went back to the old architects and the Seth Rainers, Donald Rosses, all the way across the board, and utilized a lot of their techniques to create some really, really fun green complexes on plantation and retreats across the street. It's in a neighborhood, but it's our number one golf course for members. They did a really wonderful job of making almost no force carries there, so you can run the ball up on the green. It's a very playable golf course, but it's from the back tees, down here it's 7,300 yards. It's a challenge.
I was going to say, the fact that you guys are hosting the SEC for, 27th year?
Right at it.
The college game has changed dramatically. The game of golf has changed dramatically, Brandon, in those 27 years. The rollback of the golf ball that the USGA, the RNA have put forward, Mr. Fred Ridley, chairman of Augusta National, is all on board with it. Do you think it's time? Because the fact that these kids can hit it miles?
Well, it's changed dramatically from, the way we were taught. Even the way we first started teaching kids here, you would teach swing, you would teach tempo, you would teach all these things because you're playing persimmon, you're playing a ballata ball, and you get too much spin and it's gone. That went out the window decades ago, and it was now hit it as far as you can. We can go find it. And then we'll teach you the rest of it, from that point. So, I'm not smart enough to know the answer. I think it'll be very difficult at a high level to really separate that high level and say, okay, high level, you're going to play X ball and the rest. Because I don't think the rest of the world needs to be playing a ball that doesn't go any further.
I don't either.
I think it makes... the game should be about fun. It's hard for 99.9% of everybody else. These guys make it look easy on Sundays when you're watching the tour events, and even when you're watching out here, they make it look easy, but it's not. I think technology has become so incredibly great when you're looking at driver heads with – the right shaft, and now you're looking at launch angles. Every guy's got their own track, man. They know exactly what they're looking for, the optimum spin, the optimum launch angle, and when they're not getting it, they know what to work on. But I don't have a great answer for the rollback. I mean, I think something needs to happen. We talked about it earlier. When we do this restoration on Seaside, we're going to add a few tees, but you can't make it long enough. I mean, you need – an 8,000-yard golf course, and you're only building it for a tour event or maybe for these guys. But when the wind blows, it changes things. Wind doesn't blow, you're in trouble. These guys are going to shoot low.
No doubt. Speaking of the way you teach juniors, those that come down here and want to take lessons, there's a performance center here at Seaside as well. You guys – down here, it appears to me, and this is from the outside looking in, my first time here, there's an importance around this place and its ties to amateur golf. Why is that?
Well, Sea Island was really built on amateur golf. In 1929, Bobby Jones sent a note to Howard Coffin, our founder, that he just played Seaside back nine, best nine he'd ever played. He might have been being kind to Mr. Coffin, but... it started there. The Yates family is a very big family down here, and they've won the all kinds of amateur events. Steve Melnick, and so amateur events are extremely—they're tied to who we are at Sea Island. And really, the tour event was something that just kind of came out of Davis, really wanting to give back to the community, but also showcase. What we have here, and so we won't leave the amateur at all because it's really the fabric of who we are. The Jones Cup we started in 2002 out at Ocean Forest, and really it kind of started as a preview to the Walker Cup, and it was every 2 years for a few years. Then we made it every year, and it's really become, I think, the third ranked amateur event in the world. So great field every year. We changed the date a couple of years ago to move it to January. So it really doesn't interfere with the college kids because that's, you know, 90% of who it is. You have a few mid-amateurs, and you have one senior amateur that played in it and did very well this past year. But then we created a Junior Jones Cup, which is the top, obviously, juniors in the country, and it quickly became one of the top five junior events in the country. And then from there, it kind of seemed natural to say, well, why don't we do a senior event? And so we started the Jones Cup Senior and have done very well with that and get a great field. And it's just, it's fun to watch these guys, you know, who are competitors kind of all through their career. But, you know, once you turn 40, maybe earlier, you're not really competing against, you know, mid-am now is 25. So you're not really competing unless you're an elite player. If your belly's still flat and you got some flexibility and you've got the ability to play, meaning you have the time and the resources to go do it. But it's fun to watch these guys turn 50 and get renewed and be able to come out and compete again. So, and then we started 5 years ago Sea Island Women's Amateur. And we do that as part of the Elite Series. Just an incredibly well-attended and fun event to have. And then sporadically through that, we'll host AJGA. Keith Mitchell has an event here, SJGT. You know, we want to support those organizations that are truly trying to grow golf.
Brandon, if there's someone out there that's on the fence about trying to find a place to take a guy's trip, a family trip, to tie in golf with it, why Sea Island?
Well, I'll tell you, Sea Island offers so much. You know, I've been here 30 years, and I'm maybe a little slanted towards Sea Island. You might hear that in my voice. But the interesting thing about us is we'll see you 4 or 5 times a year, and it may be one time is with a guy's trip, one time is with your wife on an anniversary, one time is with your family here on a vacation. The other time can be with a company or whatever it may be. But each time, you might be doing something completely different. And it might not always be golf, but it's always there for you. The beach club, all the different activities that we have here. You may stay at the lodge here and with your guys, roll out of bed, go to the tee, you know, play golf, go have lunch in the locker room. Play again if we can still do 36. I don't know that I can do 36 anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the next time you're here with your wife, you're staying at the Cloister and she has you spending more time at the spa and at the beach club. And so it's just, there's so much to do here. I like pushing the golf, but there's so much to do other than that. And I think that's what makes it great, too. When your wife's here, she's like, you go play golf. I'm going to the spa. Yeah.
I'm going to go shop.
You do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I am fine.
So, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to play golf.
Yeah, it makes you the hero.
Exactly. There are professionals that make this place home, not just Davis Love III, but I saw Brian Harmon chipping around the practice area the other day, and I know Zach Johnson lives down here. So those guys are approachable when you're down here visiting, maybe not, you know, to give you tips,
yeah,
but you can go up and say hello. Hey, I watch you all the time.
Yeah, they don't hide. And that's the unique thing about playing down here and being here. You know, somebody asked me, and I get asked a fair amount, you know, how do you pick the guys that are going to live down there? I'm like, I don't pick anybody. You know, they decide where they want to live and where they want to play and train. And yes, we have, you know, wonderful golf courses. We've got wonderful training facilities. I don't mean to talk bad about myself, but you can find that anywhere. You can go to Jupiter and you can get great golf courses. You can get all over the place. I think what really separates it here is the fabric of the community and the fabric of this place. Davis certainly is the grandfather of everything, and he moved here when he was 14, and his dad was, you know, the golf professional teacher here, and so Davis and Mark have a great affinity for this area and this club. But once he was here, and then Jonathan Bird came next, and Zach came after that, it kind of set the standard for the type of person that's going to come here. You know, if you're going to be a jerk, probably isn't going to be your place, you know, because if you look around with, you know, Harmon and Harris and Andrew Novak and, you know, Ben Griffin's a great story, you know, but these guys that are here, they're just really good guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've watched Brian since he was 12 years old, you know, come down here and take lessons with Jack Lumpkin. And, you know, I watched, you know, Brian really struggle when Mr. Lumpkin was struggling in his life and at the very end, and how he was going to switch teachers. He's very loyal. He didn't want to change as long as Mr. Lumpkin was alive. And Justin Parsons, who was here as our teacher, and they had a long conversation. And what this, I think, speaks to what C. Allen is, Jack and Justin kind of co-taught Brian until Mr. Lumpkin passed away. And I think it was a perfect segue. And I think it really helped Brian, you know, deal with his lifelong coach and friend no longer being here, and somebody else passed off for him to learn from.
A lot of history in this place. Yeah. A lot of history. Best golf course you've ever played?
Oh, goodness. Aren't I supposed to say Seaside?
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
I'm going to say, all right, we got to exclude.
You, 86, these three around here.
We're going to exclude anything on the island.
There you go. Yeah, because I hear there's a good one up north at the end of the island.
There's a good one. I'm going to exclude Ocean Forest as well. You know, and it's such a great – it's a great question. And there, I've played great golf courses, and I've been very, very fortunate. So, you know, I think you can rank, you know, 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. But, you know, it's very tough. I think the best day in golf that I've ever had – I had a member from here and the pro from Ocean Forest and one of his members, and we went out west. We played Pebble Beach at 6:30 a.m. And I'd played it before, but played it probably 10 o'clock, and it took 6 hours to play. And
yeah.
Played at 6:30 a.m. We were still about the sixth group off. But we played in 4 hours, Bluebird Day, gorgeous. And then we went to Cypress.
Oof.
And played that afternoon, Bluebird Day. I think we were the only people on the golf course. And that was probably my best day in golf or golf courses. My best experience probably was playing with my dad at Augusta National.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hard to beat 36.
Perfect weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play around to golf with, who would they be?
Oh, wow. Well, it would be my dad, who is deceased. Yeah, it would probably be my dad and my two brothers. And where we would play, I mean, I'd love to take them somewhere that they would never play, maybe Augusta, maybe, you know, Pebble or Cypress.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Brandon, I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's great to have you here. I'm glad you're getting to see C. Allen.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place.
Well, thanks so much. Come back again.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Unfortunately, Arkansas Men's Golf and Arkansas State Men's Golf both missed the cut to the top 15 to advance out in Carlsbad, California. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.